Chapter 27. As the police entered the Pitti Palace, Sienna and Langdon were already on the move, retracing their steps through the interior of the palace and away from the arriving police. They hurried through the cortile and past the café, where a buzz was spreading, tourists rubbernecking in an attempt to locate the source of the commotion. Sienna was amazed the authorities had found them so quickly. The drone must have disappeared because it had already spotted us. She and Langdon found the same narrow tunnel through which they had descended from the gardens, and without hesitation plunged back into the passageway and bounded up the stairs. The end of the staircase banked left along a high retaining wall. As they dashed along the wall, it grew shorter beside them, until finally they could see over it into the vast expanse of the bubbly gardens. Langdon instantly grabbed Sienna's arm and yanked her backward, ducking out of sight behind the retaining wall. Sienna had seen it too. 300 yards away, on the slope above the amphitheater, a phalanx of police descended, searching groves, interviewing tourists, coordinating with one another on handheld radios. We're trapped. Sienna had never imagined when she and Robert Langdon first met that it would lead to this.
This is more than I bargained for.
When Sienna had left the hospital with Langdon, she thought they were fleeing a woman with spiked hair and a gun. Now they were running from an entire military team and the Italian authorities. Their chances of escape, she was now realizing, were almost zero.
Is there any other way out?
Sienna demanded, short of breath.
I don't think so, Langdon said.
This garden is a walled city, just like... He paused suddenly, turning and looking east.
Just like the Vatican.
A strange glint of hope flickered across his face. Sienna had no idea what the Vatican had to do with their current predicament, but Langdon suddenly began nodding, gazing east along the back of the palace.
It's a long shot, he said, hustling her along with him now, but there might be a different way to get out of here.
Two figures materialized suddenly before them, having rounded the corner of the retaining wall, nearly bumping into Sienna and Langdon. Both figures were wearing black, and for one frightening instant, Sienna thought they were the soldiers she had encountered at the apartment building. As they passed, though, she saw they were only tourists. Italian, she guessed, from all the stylish black leather. Having an idea, Sienna caught one of the tourists' arms and smiled up at him as warmly as possible.
Può dirci dove la galleria del costume?
She asked in rapid Italian, requesting directions to the palace's famed costume gallery.
Io e mio fratello siamo in ritardo per una visita privata.
My brother and I are late for a private tour.
Certo.
The man grinned at them both, looking eager to help.
Proseguite dritto per il sentiero.
He turned and pointed west, along the retaining wall, directly away from whatever Langdon had been looking at.
Molte grazie,
Sienna chirped, with another smile, as the two men headed off. Langdon gave Sienna an impressed nod, apparently understanding her motives. If the police began questioning tourists, they might hear that Langdon and Sienna were headed for the costume gallery, which, according to the map on the wall before them, was at the far western end of the palace, as far as possible from the direction in which they were now headed.
We need to get to that path over there, Langdon said, motioning across an open plaza toward a walkway that ran down another hill away from the palace.
The peystone walkway was sheltered on the uphill side by massive hedges, providing plenty of cover from the authorities now descending the hill, only 100 yards away. Sienna calculated that their chances of getting across the open area to the sheltered path were very slim. Tourists were gathering there, watching the police with curiosity. The faint thrum of the drone became audible again, approaching in the distance.
Now or never, Langdon said, grabbing her hand and pulling her with him out into the open plaza, where they began winding through the crowd of gathering tourists.
Sienna fought the urge to break into a run, but Langdon held firmly on to her, walking briskly but calmly through the throng. When they finally reached the opening to the pathway, Sienna glanced back over her shoulder to see if they had been detected. The only police officers in sight were all facing the other way, their eyes turned skyward toward the sound of the incoming drone. She faced front and hurried with Langdon down the path.